Hey, welcome my friends to this week's episode of Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm Crazy Coach Maria. I'm always thrilled and I'm honored that you're listening in and joining on this adventure with me. And by the way, just let me just say this. I appreciate all the feedback and suggestions, and I'll do my best to get to all of your suggestions. Keep them coming. And you know, every week I'm going to bring you some items of some food for thought, some ideas to help you stay more focused, energetic, and really enthusiastic about living your best life. Because my joy and my desire is to make sure that you have a joyful life and that you're challenging yourself to do more and that you're living your life to the fullest and that you know that your best self showed up no matter what. So here's my question of the week, because I've been hearing a lot of this with some of my clients. And so I wanted to, you know, tackle this subject, and it's about being stuck. So here's the question of the week. Have you ever been stuck? You know, you find yourself just getting stuck. Those moments when you just can't seem to move forward or backwards. And I want to share a story. When I was a kid, and I know that's a long, long time ago, I was stuck in the mud in my new rain boots up to my knees. There was some construction going on up at the water tower, and we decided as kids that we were going to go exploring because it was really cool up there. I mean, it was way cool. So we'd go up there and we'd play hide and seek, and sometimes we'd build a fort. But when they were doing this construction, there was so much water, and so there was a ton of mud. So I was walking through this area and I got stuck in the mud. I couldn't move. I was standing there. I thought I was in quicksand, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible. I got scared. I was frightened. I was only like 7 or 8. You know, we could do all that stuff when we were in those days. So I couldn't move, and my brother had to come rescue me. Now, those boots are probably still sitting there at the bottom of the reservoir, and I left them there. And I knew I was going to get in trouble for losing my boots. Yes, I had to go home barefoot, and Mama was not happy. But I just wanted to give you that simple example of sometimes when you're stuck, and you can't move forward. And sometimes it feels like you might be on a merry-go-round that you can't seem to jump off. And then you start to get a little dizzy. And then you start to get a little nauseous. So having a sense of stuckness causes you to be afraid. And it seems as though you keep repeating the same things over and over. And the same scenery keeps showing up when you go around the merry-go-round or when you're stuck in the mud. So where does this stuckness come from? And I'm sure you've had plenty of conversations with yourself about it. I know I have. Over the years, I've had plenty of one-on-one conversations with me about, why am I stuck in this position? Why am I stuck here? And it really comes from our old conditioning. What's happened is we have created, over the years, from the time we were infants, we have created these deep mental grooves in our brain, and our mind is conditioned to stay in default mode. And the brain searches for these grooves. It's deep down in the memory, and voila, I know what I'm supposed to do next, and then I go execute. Now, default mode can be good, because when our brain puts us into default mode, like most activities such as eating, brushing your teeth, and driving, it's cool. You don't have to think about it. However, default mode also keeps you stuck in the past, because your brain is trying to protect you at all times. And it doesn't want to let go of our stubborn beliefs and our habits. So when we're stuck, we often wait. We're often kind of hanging out waiting for something external to happen to change. When in reality, what really needs to change is ourselves. And psychology has taught us that to change and become unstuck, it has to come from within. Now, when I was stuck in the mud, no matter what I did, I was not going to get out. So my brother had to come rescue me. Now, when we talk about being stuck and stretching ourselves to do something differently, it is scary, it's painful, but it's also necessary. We must stretch ourselves to succeed, to try new things. And stretching, you know, we all know that stretching is good for you. We know that it's not just for physical fitness. It's necessary for our personal and professional growth as well. When we stretch our minds, we stretch our abilities, we step out of our comfort zones, we break free from our limitations that we've put on ourselves, our self-limiting stuff that we've done to ourselves. So when we stretch, it allows us to challenge ourselves. It allows us to try new things and learn from our failures and from our successes. So we must be willing to stretch ourselves. We must be willing to take calculated risks and embrace challenges that are facing us, even if they make you a bit uncomfortable. Now, with dedication, practice, perseverance, and a willingness to stretch ourselves, we can and you can reach new heights, achieve some of the goals you set out, and achieve the success that you say you want. Now, I'm here to tell you, when that happens, so many opportunities open up. It is amazing when someone stretches themselves and they try something different and challenge, and they said, oh my God, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. So you got to stretch, my friends, stretch. So let me ask you another question. Are you taking enough bold action to make changes in your life and reach your fullest potential? And when I say bold, I mean this: big, outrageous, loving, and daring. Or are you continuing to be trapped and stuck in the mud and unwilling to stretch yourself? So how do we get out of this stuckness, if you will? Well, we have to create a fresh awareness of what's happening to us and what we're doing and break these patterns if we want to move forward. The first thing I would like you to repeat to yourself over and over and over again is the following statement. Dear brain, I welcome new thoughts and experiences. Dear brain, I welcome new thoughts and experiences. Dear brain, I welcome new thoughts and experiences. Repeat it to yourself over and over and over again. Now, this is a simple hack to teach your brain that something new and exciting is coming, and our brain loves a challenge. Our brain loves to be stretched. Again, dear brain, I welcome new thoughts and experiences. So, you know, every time I sit down to write a podcast, and I have to tell my brain this, I'm excited and welcome new thoughts and experience. I'm excited to research psychology, physiology, to find out what information I can learn so I can share with you. So let me give you some other tips on how to get out of your stuckness. All right. So here's the first thing. You got to let go of the past. It's time. It really is time to let it go. Our past, we know it certainly molded us. It helped us become the person we are today. And the person you are today is not the person that you were then. I guarantee it. All you got to do is look at some pictures, old pictures, new pictures, compare. Whatever happened to you is over. And you don't want the past to have that tight grip on you. Once you release that grip, you will see the reality, your own reality, in new ways and feel freer to change your attitude. Of course, you'll always cherish and honor the memories. And we also must learn to forgive yourself and others and welcome the new. So let go of the past. Second thing I'd like you to consider is start with making some small changes. Now, when you wake up in the morning, focus on something that makes you smile. Is it a picture of your family, the dog, the cat, the fish, the bird? Or how about doing something as simple as rearranging your furniture in your house and change it up a bit? It might put a smile on your face. Again, we're going back to the brain. The brain loves new experiences, and change stimulates the brain, providing even more clarity, and creativity. Small changes that you make every day, man, they're going to help you get out of stuckness. So, or something like try a new restaurant or a new coffee shop. Quit going to Starbucks. Go support the, I didn't say that, but go support the local coffee shop. Take a different route home so you could look at different neighborhoods. You know, I don't want you to be like Groundhog Day, where every day is a repeat of yesterday. Third thing, believe in yourself, my friends. Yes, believe in yourself. It's time to stretch the envelope and get out of your comfort zone. As a coach, I sometimes encourage my clients to do something a little uncomfortable to stretch themselves. I want to stretch them to new levels of performance that they perhaps did not believe they were capable of doing, of achieving. And guess what? Once they did it, they discovered that they were. All right? So believe in yourself. Number four, know your purpose. What makes you feel alive and excited? Is it being a better partner, a spouse, a mom, a dad, your profession? Every day ask yourself, who needs me to be the best that I can be today? And I'm going to be, and I am, the best grandmother and the best mother-in-law and the best mom in the world, right? And I'm a pretty darn good coach too. And number five, get excited and hopeful again. What small thing can you get excited about today? Are you waking up with dread or excitement for the day? Find a practice that's going to help you, whether it's meditation, prayer, dancing, reading something inspirational, and do it regularly. Remember, hope is not a permanent state. You need to work at it every day. Listen, my friends, it's time to break those old patterns. And you are the creator of your own destiny. And I'm going to say it again. Dear brain, I welcome new thoughts and experiences. Put a sticky note on your computer and repeat this mantra several times throughout the day. It's time to create and make some new grooves inside that beautiful mind of yours. Now, many of your challenge this week is to put yourself in a situation that may stretch you. And it could be a physical, if you want to do some additional stretching to see how much you can really stretch that body of yours, or something as simple as talking to someone you normally avoid. Or how about complimenting someone at work, or extra praises for your children or your significant other? Now, I hope you receive some value today, because it's time to stretch yourselves. You got to stretch to succeed. And I would love it if you would share this podcast with one or two of your friends. So go ahead, hit the share button, and do it now. We all need someone cheering us on every day and reminding us that believing in ourselves, we can accomplish so much. So thanks again for listening in. And if you have any comments or suggestions, just drop me a line on my Facebook page, Coaching with Maria. I'm always grateful that you're listening in. And until next time, stay focused, stay positive, continue to find new ways of having fun, and no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, my friends, do it with passion.